Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, the staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom, who is a good friend. She does help Radio Liberty. She sells gold and silver products, and she's been with us for... Melody, how long have you been with us now? Do you have any idea?
I think it's about 5 or 6 years, Dr. Stan.
I certainly was. I was thinking it was a little bit longer than
might
that.
Might have been.
But anyway,
but that means we're that many years older, too, so that's why.
Well, the time passes fast when you're having fun, and we're certainly living at an exciting time, certainly over in Europe. As you know, the Prime Minister of Greece has stepped down, Papandreou, and in Italy, the Prime Minister of Italy has stepped down, and certainly there is turmoil in all of the markets over there. The price of borrowing money has gone up. The interest on the bonds of Italy is up to almost 7%, which is unsustainable when they have a massive debt such as they do. And certainly the same thing is true for Greece and all the other pig nations. And of course, basically, this is what happens when you have a welfare state and you consistently spend more than you're taking in. You have to borrow the money. You borrow the money. You have to pay the interest on the money. As long as the interest rates are low, you get by real well, like here in America. They keep the interest rates down 1 or 2%. But what happens when the interest rate on bonds we put out goes to 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, and we end up putting out $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion a year, suddenly on pay the interest on the money we owe, and remember the entire budget, all the money we take in right now is about $2.2 trillion a year, and half of it's going to have to go out to actually pay the interest on our bonds. This is what's happened time and again through the ages, and it's debt that's destroyed great nations. And I know you're well aware of this. What's your take on what's going on, Melody?
Well, there's almost like chaos between the government officials and what is going on. I mean, there's so many different reports coming out, and they one minute they're doing this, the next minute they do that, and it's just complete chaos, I believe, over there. They really don't know what to do. And I saw a quick headline right before this program that one of the, I believe it was the ECB, one of their executive members resigned or something. So, and again, there's a lot of discussions how Germany and perhaps France will get together to create some sort of a union and eliminate all the other Euro countries. And so I really don't, I'm not quite sure how this is all going to come out, except that it's not going to be good for anyone. There's going to be a lot of people that are hurt. And, of course, the citizens of these countries, just like the citizens in this country, really don't mean anything to anybody. Any of these politicians, any of these groups, any of these banks, because it's all about protecting the banks and it's all about the protecting their reputations and so forth. So it's all about them. They're doing what they can do to reserve their wealth, and they'll just let everything else fall.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the big boys are using gold and silver. They don't believe in paper money. They don't believe in credit. They want something tangible that has permanent wealth because they know that, of course, the real inflation rate now is about 11.5%. They're simply lying to us common people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We've got between 28 and 29 million people either unemployed, underemployed, or given up looking for work, and are lying. Well, Melody, certainly the incidence of unemployment really is devastating, and it's growing, certainly, in many areas of the country. Certainly, they keep telling us that things are getting better.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Over in Europe, they certainly don't trust the euro because, of course, the whole situation over there threatens to break apart. In fact, there's talk of certainly the Greece leaving the euro currency and certainly the other big nations leaving the euro currency. In fact, perhaps even the European Union is going to break up. Now, I don't think it's going to because I don't think the globalists will let it. They'd rather destroy Europe and destroy the world economy than lose their foothold that's moving us towards world government. But we're living in such really perilous times. Financially, for nations throughout the world, as the world economy is contracting now, Chris, I believe one reason why they're really planning on a war, and I really do believe that they're planning on a war over certainly in the Middle East, is because during war times, as things go worse, people are more concerned about all the people are getting killed, and of course the problems. They can always be blamed on the war, or they can always be blamed on the Iranians, or on certainly somebody else, rather than on our own government. But if a war comes, let me tell you, it'll be totally contrived. A lot of people may die, but this is the way things are in contrived wars. And every war we've been in was contrived. They lied to us about Iraq. They lied to us about Afghanistan. Remember, of course, it was all about terrorism. And yet 15 of the 19 terrorists came from Saudi Arabia, as did Osama bin Laden. So why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia? Because Saudi Arabia was financing Al-Qaeda. No, we attacked Afghanistan, wasted almost $1 trillion there. But I do believe there is going to be a war, and one reason is because the price of oil hit $97 today very quietly. But as it gets up over $100, $120 a barrel, this is going to have really an impact on our economy. It's going to drive prices up. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a comment or a question for Melody, who's really on the front lines of this whole issue of gold and silver, she knows a lot more about it than I do because she's been selling this. How long have you been selling gold and silver now, Melody?
About 17 years.
Okay, that's a good long while. Well, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, but we're moving into the most dangerous economic times of your life. I really do believe that without any reservations at all. As we know that they lie to us about the unemployment figure, and they will tell us, oh, you know, 9.2% unemployment, 9.1% unemployment, maybe even got down to 9% unemployment. And the old adage figures don't lie, but liars figure, the real unemployment figures, that we get from John Williams and from many other sources, about 16 million people in America unemployed, about 9.5 million people who are simply underemployed, and about 6 million people who've simply given up looking for work, 6.5 million. You're talking about 28.5 to 29 million people unemployed, underemployed, or given up looking for work. And that, believe me, is a lot more than 9%. But they don't want the American people to know what's going on. They want you to simply just go right along and believe everything's going to be fine. It's only going to be a matter of time before the government straightens things out. And believe me, the government can't straighten things out because the leaders of both the Republican and the Democrat Party want to keep spending money we don't have. 43%, 43 cents of every dollar that the government spends has to be borrowed. And who is, are we borrowing it from? Why, we're borrowing most of it from ourselves. The government's creating the money and then buying the bonds, so we keep this whole situation going. But you can't keep living on artificial money. You can't keep buying your own debt, because sooner or later you get into real trouble. Don't you think, Melody?
Absolutely. And you know what's difficult for so many people to understand? I heard this comment on one of the programs, news programs I was watching, and one of the commentators, I believe he was in Italy, had made a statement like, it doesn't seem like there's anything going, you know, what's wrong over here? All the restaurants are full. And that was their gauge as far as, you know, any type of problems. And I think that's what we see here, too. You have so many people unemployed, but on weekends and when you're out doing your errands and so forth, it's certainly busy. And it certainly seems, and I think it's very hard, it's a reality that is so distorted with the truth. And, you know, you see the restaurants that are full. You see people out doing things in the malls and so forth, yet none of the numbers really reflect that. You see all these businesses that are really, you know, their losses, or they don't have the same profits as what they had a year or 2 years or 4 years ago. And so, I mean, that doesn't relate to the same thing. But the visual, and people are very visual. They react to what they see. I think lots of times the same way with the stock market. People see that it's at 12,000. Even though their accounts, their quarterly statements, perhaps won't show that same type of gain that you might have seen in the stock market, it's a disconnect from reality. I think it's really bizarre that this is happening, and we can, so many people can see this, and yet there's so many people that can't. And it's very interesting times, and I guess perhaps maybe that's just, as I mentioned a little bit ago, it's a sign of our society in decay. I mean, look at our morality. I'm here in Penn State. They certainly have their problems with the information, everything that's going on this week. And again, just another sign of the decay of our society, where we're headed, and certainly the outcome is pretty bleak.
Well, the thing is, so much of this is a matter of perception. Mm-hmm. Now, they manipulate the stock market. They do it through the working group, presidential working group on financial matters, presidential working group on financial matters or markets, and basically they call it the plunge protection team. They manipulate the stock market regularly. Why do they manipulate the stock market? Because they want to give us a perception that everything is fine. And of course, if they let the stock market fall, people would be worried. But as long as the stock market stays up there, why, of course, people think things have to be all right, but they're not all right. Listen to what people like Jimmy Rogers says. Jimmy Rogers is a multi-billionaire, used to be a partner of George Soros. I wouldn't put that in as a very much of a plus, but I do believe Jimmy Rogers is a very intelligent idea, and he will tell you. We are in an inflationary spiral. It's going to get much, much worse right now. Of course, according to John Williams at shadowstats.com, and you should go there on your own. You can certainly get at least the superficial facts about the true rate of inflation, the true rate of unemployment, the true rate of the GDP, because they're simply lying, just like they lied about Iraq and they lied about Pat Tillman and why he died, and they certainly lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and they routinely lie about everything. But of course, they're really trying to give you the idea that the economy is not bad, that the inflation is not bad, and it is all false. ShadowStats.com. ShadowStats.com, and certainly all the people I know who are really on top of this go to John Williams' site. And he's a private economist, and of course you can subscribe to his letter. It's expensive, but you don't have to go to ShadowStats.com. You get the overall, certainly a general tone of it. You'll kind of get what he says here. Bob Chapman reports it regularly in his newsletter and in the programs he does with us. But basically, of course, the real inflation rate today is about 11.6%. Bob says it'll probably be close to 14% by the end of this year, and I think that's probably about right. And then we've got another couple of months to go. Next year it'll be 20%. Ladies and gentlemen, inflation, 20% a year for 5 years, you've lost half of the value of your currency. And he said, of course, inflation is an invisible tax. You don't know it simply because you're not aware of what's going on. You just, everything costs more. Or what they do is they come out with the smaller packages. Package costs the same amount, but it's a third smaller, or a quarter smaller, or a half smaller, but you're getting half as much. It's all to keep the people from realizing what's happened, because inflation is the vehicle by which they steal from the public. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What people don't understand is why these things are happening. It's happening because there is a cabal that controls our monetary system. The six major banks in America, and we're talking about Morgan Stanley, we're talking about Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, there may be one more there, but they're all part and parcel of the Council on Foreign Relations, this covert organization created recently 100 years ago to bring about a world government. They are sitting on approximately $3 trillion. They're not lending the money out. When you have a fiat money system, you have to keep lending, and they're not lending. Why? Because they're working on a timetable, and it would appear that now is the time they're going to create this economic contraction. The same is true with the major corporations. They all tie into the same little clique. There's only a few thousand of them, but they know exactly what they're doing. They're sitting on about $2 trillion. They're not spending. They're not investing. Why? Because they want to bring the world economy down at this point. And I think they want to get us into a war as well. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you don't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, nothing makes sense. Well, Melody, you know, I think that the key to so much of an understanding, certainly the laws of economics, but there's also this group that's working behind the scenes that I think is working.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And my friend Constance Cumby was down there in Detroit where they're having a lot of this activity and saying how well-organized and well-financed these people are. And they have their headquarters, and they have all the computers, and they have this thing is organized at every aspect. Now, we're supposed to believe that this worldwide movement, this nationwide movement in all of our major areas is a leaderless organization. But people don't understand that somebody's paying the leaders, somebody's financing the leaders, somebody's coordinating this, and nobody in the mass media is going to tell the American people. Who is behind this so-called leaderless movement? Oh, they'll tell us it's the communists, it's the anarchists, it's the Marxists, it's the union people, it's the the people who are out of work, and it's the Acorn Movement, it's George Soros, it's the Tides Foundation, and all of this material is being put out, and there's an element of truth in all of it. But what they're really not telling you is who's putting up the money, who's providing the leadership, who's training the leaders, who's coordinating this movement all across America. Because what is their cry? Well, they talk about the greed on Wall Street. And they talk about they being the 99% as the people get richer. And what's the solution? Increase the power of the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what the people on Wall Street and the banks want. That's what they've always wanted, because that certainly circumvents our Constitution, destroys certainly the whole concept upon which America was created, was a limited government so that the elite could not use the government to destroy competition, so they would have to do a better job. But you see, these people don't want to compete. They want to use government to destroy competition and to give themselves more power. And that's, of course, why the people of great wealth have always pushed big government. And, of course, that's why they finance communism and socialism. Until you understand that communism and socialism have been financed since their inception by people of great wealth who are using this movement to give ever more power to government and circumvent the Constitution, which calls for limited government so men could be free, and so people of great wealth who could not work efficiently would lose their wealth. But as long as, of course, if they can increase the power of government, of course, they don't pay taxes like the rest of us. They always have the tax loopholes. Why do they have the tax loopholes? Because they write the laws, and basically the whole idea is to wipe out the middle class. And there's not one probably in 100 of the members of the Occupy Wall Street movement who understand that they are being led by the very people they oppose. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's going to be a massive march on Washington, D.C. here in the next few days. Don't know when it's coming, but it is being planned. And, of course, they hope to get violence going. They have the professional agitators there, the people in the black ninja suits, or with either the black ski masks or the black bandanas. And they're all financed. They're being put out there to create the violence to justify increasing the power of government over the lives of the people. What's your take on that, Melody? And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'd love to hear from you if you're out there in the audience. I'd like to know what you think. What do you think about the so-called leaderless organization that is so well organized?
Well, I agree with you, but what I do hope for is that just perhaps, maybe, with the attention, with the discussion, that maybe a few people might wake up, and perhaps this movement could backfire on those who have organized it, and perhaps it can perhaps come of some good in the future. But, that's what I hope that we might see for this group.
Well, the interesting thing is, of course, we now have the Internet we never had before. Mm-hmm. We now have certainly alternative media, which we've never had before. And certainly with our little network and Joyce Riley and certainly Alex Jones' great big network. And basically, you can listen to our programs if you have a telephone. I talked to a fellow who has a telephone with unlimited minutes. He listens to our program regularly on his telephone. And other people who listen on their iPod or their BlackBerry. And so that we have means of communication we never had before. You've got to help us begin to get people listening and getting to understand. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Liberty. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out across America and like to talk to us. But before we go on, Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and learn more about gold and silver, how they can get your website. Is that new website up and working yet?
Actually, we launched it today.
Oh, wonderful.
We still have to give out the old domain name. For some reason, the new one just isn't clicking on to the new site. So, but we were able to launch it. We had a little difficulty with the radio, but we'd have to do some tweaking on it. But it's almost there. But they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188 for the phone number to discount gold and silver trading. Hopefully this will be the last time I give out the long domain name, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And, of course, the new domain name will be DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins with an S .com. That's DGScoins.com. So we launched that today. Had a few kinks, and we're working those out. So we appreciate your patience, but always give us a call. We always want to talk to our clients. We want to make them feel comfortable in their purchases of gold and silver, particularly those who have not purchased yet and they're just beginning to acquire their metals. We want to help educate you as far as the various material that's available to you. We're not the type of company who says, you must buy this one particular coin, and we think this will do all kinds of things for you, and that's it. We'll explain. We ask you. We ask our clients what their objectives are. Perhaps they're already holding some gold, maybe some seasoned buyers, and we'll try to accommodate their portfolio, what they're already holding, and maybe we can enhance it. Maybe they can change some things around to give them a better foundation in their portfolio. So we do a lot of things like that that most dealers do not. We have a very fast shipping. I've been told there's, you know, 4+ weeks in most of my competitors' shipping, and we try to get everything done within a 15 business day period for the day of the commitment, at least everything that we have to do. So we do try to do a very quick turnaround time in our processing, because I want my clients, Dr. Stan, to come back to us. I want to keep them happy, and it's something that businesses don't do anymore. They treat you as a one-time customer, thinking there's always another customer behind them, and they really don't care. They just want as much money as they can get from them the very first time. And we're different. We want to build a relationship with our clients. That relationship's going to be important in the future when you're ready to sell your product. You want to make sure that you can trust who you're dealing with. So you got to build a relationship. I want to trust my customers also when they tell me, Melody, I'm shipping that silver out to you today. I know they will do that. This is a relationship that you build. And I also want referrals from my clients. So we work very hard to bring that trust to our clients. And that's something that very few of my competitors bother with.
Well, there are a lot of people who are going into the gold and silver business today, and there's a lot of high-pressure salesmen out there, but Melody's been around a long time, and we've been, she's been with us 5-6 years, or I thought it was a little bit longer, but it doesn't matter. We tell you we've never had a complaint at all. Believe me, we would be very, very aware if there were people having problems. First of all, we wouldn't have her, but we've never had even one complaint or misunderstanding, and that's remarkable because sometimes there are impossible people out there. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You must understand that China has become one of the largest importers of gold in the world. Now, China today is the largest producer of oil, of gold and silver in the world. But they're not selling it all. They're keeping it all, and they're encouraging their people to hold gold and silver because they want their currency to become the reserve currency of the world. Our government is doing everything they can to destroy the economy and financial stability of this nation. You cannot spend 43 cents of every dollar is borrowed money, money you don't have, that you create out of nothing. You actually buy up your own debt. It's like pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. Pretty hard to do. We're able to do it with smoke and mirrors. But they are intentionally destroying the financial stability of this nation. Why would they do that? Because our leaders have no loyalty to America. They want to destroy this nation because America is the only country in the world with a heritage of freedom. And these people hate freedom. As Richard Gardner had said in the, I believe it was the April 1974 edition of Foreign Affairs magazine, the theoretical journal of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. What we're going to have to do is an end run around the Constitution. Why? Because the Constitution outlaws what they're doing. What they're doing is subversive, treasonous, but nobody will call them out. Well, let's go to Bill, who's calling from the great state of Washington. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I was just going to say that I think that maybe the Occupy Wall Street protests could be a design trap for the people protesting because, for one thing, when they're starting their march yesterday, that was when they tested the shutoff or the takeover that was temporary of the radio and the communications systems. And basically, as they were doing that, they were also simultaneously conducting various FEMA and military drills around the country. And also, UNESCO was operating a global tsunami-style naval drill. And so all of this, it seems to me, is connected somehow, because under the emergency powers of President Obama, you have the three things he can become dictator with. And I'm not trying to jump to conclusions, because it could be a later president. But the three things are weather, economy, and civil unrest. And then on top of that, you have the local media, which is promoting the protests, which they've never done before. And also the protests kind of resemble more of a parade than a protest, because if you look at the protests of the 1960s, for example, when the students were resisting the draft, you didn't have them being herded through these Coliseum-like stadium-style street operations where the police are basically guiding the people through. And if you looked at the police in the 1960s, they were not built up like the army. So I really think that this is kind of like the powers that be playing a game with people who are still concerned about the state of the United States. And I think that the people that are protesting should be aware of that.
Well, I bet they're not. That's the thing. Melody, what do you think about what Bill is saying? You think that, that what he's saying is true?
Well, I think he has a very good point. It's a great distraction. You have, to some degree, it could even calm people in the, you know, that aren't actually participating, but think, well, gee, there's a group of people that are, you know, trying to do something about it, and you know, so then they go on their merry way. They don't have to become involved. So I think he has a point. I do. I think, too, with, you know, the emergency test, and remember we had to eliminate all our analog televisions. We had to get these special televisions and everything. I mean, all these things do all come together for a reason, and I think you're pretty well spot on as far as seeing these things come together.
Well, regardless of the protest, the war machine continues no matter what. We've been
right.
at war since 1945, and we haven't stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the protest creates the illusion that something can change. I'm not trying to discourage people, but there are some wicked people in control. And when it comes down to it, they're going to do to the people whatever they want. And, you know, I mean, the protest at a certain point, people have to ask themselves, what good is this doing? Maybe we should be approaching other options like, I don't know, you know, look at your Bill of Rights. That's what I think. But I could be wrong.
No, Bill, I think you're absolutely right. I think what we're seeing today is a controlled opposition. I mean, basically, what you want is a group of people out there opposing the power elite who are controlled by the power elite. I do believe you're absolutely right. There are going to be lots more periods of violence and uncertainty. I believe, of course, they're going to create all sorts of crises. They can control the weather. They can create storms and droughts. They can create great epidemics. They can, of course, create an incident to justify a war. We know they did this with Pearl Harbor. How do I know that they did? I mean, how do I personally as an individual know? Why? Because I went to Colonel House's papers at Yale, and when I was there, I found Secretary of War Simpson's diary, and I read it, and I made copies of it, and we make it available to our listeners. And Secretary of War Simpson goes to the White House on November 25th, 1941, along with Admiral Stark and General Marshall and I think Frank Knox and a couple of other people. I think there were only probably five or six people there. And the president tells them, you know, the Japanese are going to attack us. The Japanese are going to attack us probably next Monday. And the whole idea is how we are going to get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. I mean, this is what he wrote. I have it. And if you want to read it, we'll be glad to get you. And why do you think it was when the attack came? why the cameras were all set rolling so we could have the pictures of our ships going down and the smoke and the planes and the dive bombers. It was all political theater to justify getting us into World War II, and of course our corporations were over in Europe building the weapons for the Germans so that they could actually, we could have a great war over there. We could have a great war in the South Pacific. Understand that Emperor Hirohito was a member of a secret society. It's called the Order of the Garter, goes back to the 1400s. And of course it's part of the secret societies of the of people who, the monarchies and the royalty of the world. He had to drop out for a short period of time during the war, but as soon as the war was over, he went back into the Order of the Garter. And of course, the Japanese have been trying to surrender for at least 6 months. All they asked was that Emperor Hirohito not be tried as a war criminal. Everything else was unconditional. And we wouldn't let him surrender. But we had no intention of trying Emperor Hirohito, but the invasion of certainly of Iwo Jima and of Okinawa, the bombing of Hiroshima and of Nagasaki, all totally unnecessary. And we even have articles of the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune there, and on the day they signed the peace agreement, pointing out that the Japanese had been trying to surrender, and we wouldn't let them. But you can't let the American people know that any more than you could let them know that we hired a professional assassin to kill General Patton. Why? Because he was going to come home and tell the American people that he wanted to end the war 6 months earlier. He wanted to take his armored division and just streak right across Germany and take Berlin. And they cut his gasoline off. They didn't want to end the war. They wanted to go on as long as possible and kill as many Americans as they could. So we would have that as a justification for the United Nations. That's what it was all about. That's why we fought World War II as a step towards this world government. World War I, the United Nations. World War II, the United Nations. World War III, which is imminent. The New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion, because, of course, Christianity is passé. That's why we're doing everything we can as a nation to destroy Christianity. That's why we won't allow us any God or prayer or the Ten Commandments in our schools. That's why they won't allow discipline in the homes, because, of course, as God had said, spare the rod and spoil the child. And, of course, they say, no, don't never use the rod, spoil the child, And that's why in America today, one in every 33 adults is in prison, probation, or parole, because we do not teach people discipline or right and wrong in our schools, but they sure learn discipline when they get to prison. Anything else you wanted to say, Bill?
Well, you said a lot, but it was just like with the Gulf of Tonkin, they made it look like the United States was attacked, and McNamara lied about the fact that the South Vietnamese gunboats were being sent by the CIA. They're attacking North Vietnamese ports. They didn't mention that. So there was a provocation on the side of the U.S. leaders from the get-go, and the Maddox and the Turner Joy, by all accounts, were never really attacked to begin with, but they manufactured that in order to get their Tonkin Gulf resolution, which was not a declaration of war, and we haven't had a declaration of war. We go to war in Libya with no declaration of war, and we go to war in Uganda without even consulting Congress. And then the drones, they could create basically a global policing system with the drones where all the nations of the world are united under one system using the drones against the people. And I think that precedent for that might have already been established through the assassination without trial of Anwar al-Awlaki and, the U.S. foreign person. But, yeah, they have to start it off with a foreign-sounding person first, and then they can get to the Europeans as they gradually condition the rest of the people. I'm not saying it was wrong or right for them to do it to him, but that's how they can get it, by using the different groups and then get everybody to gradually accept the fact that they don't have rights.
Melody, what would your response be to what Bill is saying?
Well, you know, I mean, I really don't have anything more to add. I think I appreciate Bill calling in and giving us this information. And it is a sign, going back to the Occupy Wall Street, everything that has happened, it is signs. And it's signs of how close we really are.
We're in real trouble, Bill. God bless. And please keep listening and encourage others to listen, to get educated. I think you have a great grasp on what's going on. We're creating the best enemies money could buy in America and throughout the world. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. What message would you like to leave?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The world that we've known is going to cease to exist, and you're going to have to start preparing to look after yourself for in the world that lies ahead. Melody, would you like to give your telephone number and your website one more time, and then we'll let you go to sleep?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins.com.
God bless, and thanks
Thank
so very much. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Melody Cedarstrom, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you're positioned to help us. We'd love to hear from you. We're trying to pick up new stations. Just picked up two new stations in upstate New York. We're going to be starting in about 10 days, and they're really, one of them is 50,000 watt. I mean, the Crawford station, they should have a good listening audience up there. And I'm really very, very encouraged, you know. And we'll be on every Saturday at 11:30, and they're going to play us on two stations twice on Saturday. So we'll be getting a good coverage for our investments. So we encourage you to, if you're in a position to help us, please give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual aspect of the battle we're engaged in. Get my talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. Get our 4-tape set on the supernatural. And, of course, we do have suggest that if you want to understand what this is about, read what they say on the other side. Sydney, you want to read Dan Brown's book, The Lost Scroll. Now, basically, it's written from the other side, glorifying the Masons and, of course, the God that they worship. But who is the God that they worship? And you'll find fascinating material there. Very well done. But, of course, giving the opposite side and take you into the secret knowledge that has been passed down for almost 200 years. Through the secret society, which is Masonry. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get our 4-tape or 4-CD set on the supernatural. We hope you'll want to get our 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. We carry Constance's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We carry the 4 CDs of my interviews with her. We call them The Aquarian Conspiracy. The Aquarian Conspiracy. Why? Because that's the name that they've given themselves. Marilyn Ferguson was part and parcel of this occult movement, this worldwide occult movement with millions of members. And incidentally, they're intricately involved with the Occupy Wall Street movement. They're the major coordinating force behind it, but nobody's going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that if you read their literature, they'll tell you, this is the time when we're going to be successful. Now, they've said this before. They said this in the 1920s or 30s when they tried to bring Krishnamurti to power. They said this in the 1970s and 80s when they wanted to bring Maitreya to power, and they were wrong. But now they're mobilized all across America once again because they think this is the time they will bring their leader to power. So you can get, of course, the DVD that Constance Cumby made when she was here. It's called The Emergence. The Emergence. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Remember, the CDs on the seminar we did 2 weeks ago are available. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Alex and Joyce, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of